Welcome to Stat, I'm telling you all. Medical true crime stories, and it gets bizarre. Karen Wickham, yeah, she used to work in ER. And now she's sharing the knowledge, so let's get involved. Ay, funny and scary at the same time. Medical mysteries, all facts, she ain't lying. So tune in to Stat if you dare. Cause crazy things can happen anytime, anywhere. Yeah.
Hello, 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 everybody out there in podcast land. Welcome to STAT, Shocking Traumas and Treatments, coming to you from beautiful...
Sydney, Australia.
What? Wait a minute. No, Canada.
No, Australia.
No, Canada. Well, actually, wait a minute. I don't even know what we're arguing about. What are we arguing about?
I don't know. What are we arguing about?
Well, actually, we're both right, because the new and improved STAT... not only includes me, Karen, but I want to introduce you to Emma.
Hello. Hi,
the newest member. And where are you from? Say it again.
I'm from Sydney, Australia.
Awesome. So you guys are going to love Emma. You might already know her from the Facebook group because she's an incredible contributor to that. I am so excited about having her as a teammate as part of STAT. Being that she's from Australia, she's got so many cool stories from the other side, at least of my world. So, Emma, what first got you listening to this podcast?
I was actually introduced to the podcast when I was listening to the Minds of Madness podcast. And I was so excited to see a podcast that was about medical true crime, which is one of my absolute interests. Yeah, and then... The story about the lobotomy was just out of this world, and the passion and heart that you put into that series just caught me, and I've been hanging around ever since.
I'm so glad. I mean, that means a lot to me that it resonated with you, because I don't know if I've said it yet, but Emma is a nurse. So
yes,
that's another reason why you're such an awesome fit for this show, because you have your own history of incredible experiences, crazy, not crazy. Yeah. So maybe can you tell us a little bit about your background?
So I am an ex-registered nurse. I worked mostly in the operating theatres at Southwestern Sydney, which is about 50 kilometres southwest of Sydney on the drive to Canberra, our nation's capital.
Cool. Now, what kind of hospital was this? This is like your standard sort of hospital or...
Yeah, it's just a standard hospital. It's a small hospital. It's actually now a really big hospital, but back then when I was working, our operating theatres were actually in portable buildings.
What?
Believe it or not. Yeah. Oh,
that is really cool. This is why we are having Emma here. She's got cool stories about this kind of stuff. And I'm learning new stuff every day. Wow. OR in a portable building.
Yes.
And did you have a lot of like kangaroos and spiders and snakes while you guys were operating?
No, not none. But in Australia, there are huntsman spiders, and they tend to be everywhere in the summertime. So they're as big as your hand, and I'm not kidding. So every now and then I catch one in a lunchbox just to show Joseph because he doesn't like it. When I get home.
Okay, that's just wrong. The fact that the spider's name is Huntsman, that scares me a little bit. So, but I guess like in Canada, we don't have like beavers and maple syrup and beer on every... Actually, we do have it on every street corner. You know what I've heard, though? I've heard from a few people that Australians and Canadians are similar in terms of personality. Definitely you guys live in a different part, but being like the nice, easy going type. So I think that's another reason why we're... Have you heard that ever?
I haven't, but clearly that is the case. Yeah, like, it's you and I.
Yeah. Yeah, we're the perfect example. We are going to be the ambassadors for me, all of Canada. I represent what Canada is all about. Not a bit. You represent all of Australia. Just two people. That's all it takes. So
yes, exactly.
Anyway, so in terms of interests, you are a true crime enthusiast.
I am.
And can you tell me like some things that you are going to bring, like that you love to talk about?
the things that I like to talk about or that I'm interested in are the usual stuff that the medical murderers and the care professionals that turn into people who are not so caring. And I'm really interested into how that can happen, because as a health professional, I have never thought ever that to harm another person who was under my care. So I just, my main aim is to find out why that happens. How can that be?
Yeah, that's for me too, is like what happened to them, what's going on in their brain that drove them to us. Because I don't know about you, but I honestly think doctor and nurse serial killers are the most dangerous killers out there. Because as medical professionals, we have such easy access to anything that can kill you.
We do. There's everything.
Something as simple as potassium or insulin. I mean, boom. I mean, morphine, stuff like that. If you know what you're doing, you can sneak it out and you can do it. And that terrifies me, because it makes me want to look around and go, oh, well, who's this and who's that? You know, I get a little paranoid sometimes.
Exactly right.
Yeah. So everybody, you're just going to love Emma. She has so much to bring. She's got some fantastic and amazing stories. And you know what? I don't want to tell you too much. I want to keep you guys thinking. So Emma, thank you so much for becoming the newest member of STAT.
Thank you, Karen. I'm really excited to be on board. And I hope I can bring some interesting and thought-provoking content to STAT.
Oh, you will. And I already know, because I know stuff that you guys don't know. I know what she's working on. So you're going to have to wait and see. So,
excellent.
Okay, bye for now, Emma.
Bye.
True crime and it gets none realer. Sometimes it'll be the cure that'll kill ya. Gotta watch out, yeah, you gotta watch your back. Cause you don't wanna be another episode on STAT. Thank you for tuning in, learn a thing or two. These medical mysteries can be unbelievable, yeah. Subscribe, make sure you do that so you'll be tuned in and be ready for the next show, STAT.